What makes a college essay stand out among thousands? The answer isn't perfection. It's authenticity. Harvard's admissions officers don't seek flawless prose. They seek genuine voices that reveal character beyond test scores. These successful essays demonstrate that ordinary students with extraordinary stories can find their authentic voice in just 500 words. Whether discussing cultural identity, intellectual curiosity, or personal challenges, these writers succeeded by revealing who they truly are rather than who they thought Harvard wanted them to be. As you read their stories, you'll discover that the most compelling narratives aren't necessarily the most dramatic. They're simply the most honest. The most compelling identity essays focus on a single defining aspect. Kaden explores her biracial identity through appearance, contrasting her blonde hair and pale skin with her father's rich mocha complexion. She navigates being both Black and white, concluding, "Beneath fair hair and light skin, I see a girl who is both Black and white. I see me." Christiane examines her multicultural identity through food, weaving Chinese heritage, American upbringing, and French birth through dishes like Zhongren Mian. Whitney contrasts her standardized test identity, registration number blah 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 7, with her authentic self defined by relationships. Chaffee reveals her personality through her unusual name, expressed in study songs, study forts, and the occasional John C. Calhoun costume. Some essays unfold entirely in the mind. Rachel builds around a Kerouac quote about confusion, presenting herself as a scientist and an artist, a musician, athlete, philosopher, and activist. Her Unitarian Universalist background taught her to value discovery over certainty. Winnie's New Zealand Rimu Heartwood desk becomes a metaphor for identity, representing heritage with quiet strength, unafraid of individuality. Its surface, an organized mess of math exercises, paint tubes, and guitar picks, reveals her growth from shy young seedling to someone with stronger branches, firmer roots. Essays about overcoming challenges demonstrate resilience without boasting. Lazarus begins with his mother breaking open his commemorative coin set for $1.91 to buy ramen and frozen vegetables. Despite homelessness and caring for his sister with a heart condition, he excelled academically, guided by his mother's wisdom. The two most important things in life are your education and integrity. Once they are yours, they can never be taken away. Hannah writes of sitting alone in the cafeteria with a library book, deliberately excluded by peers. Rather than succumbing to isolation, she channeled her experience into school involvement, discovering her strengths and developing empathy for others who feel excluded. Sarah describes a snowball fight before revealing her battle with fibromyalgia, a condition her neurologist calls headache of the body. When chronic pain ended her softball career, she transformed her athletic passion into scientific inquiry, studying baseball through mathematics and statistics. These essays succeed by focusing on the journey rather than outcomes, revealing character through responses to adversity that signal future success in college and beyond. The strongest essays about foreign experiences focus on meaningful connections rather than tourist observations. SF's essay connects through three symbolic foods: family dumplings in Beijing, a bistec kalabao burger shared with Filipino villagers, and cuajada empanadas from her Nicaraguan host family, each representing cultural bonds she's formed. Danielle writes about swimming in France, where she's embraced team traditions from bisous, cheek kisses, to special handshakes. Her present tense narrative contrasts her current comfort with her initial uncertainty. Mute, standing awkwardly to the side, hoping that English instructions for the new and frightening social interaction would suddenly appear. As a young immigrant in Canada, Lucien hides from English story time until classmate Jack discovers him. This awkward encounter becomes his first Canadian friendship. Now he volunteers with new immigrants, aiming to be their guiding light through the lonesome process of adaptation. These essays succeed by showing how cultural encounters shaped the writer's values and perspectives in lasting ways. At the Asian Physics Olympiad, Yi wins bronze and best female participant honors. When a male gold medalist suggests her recognition stems from being female, she confronts gender bias in physics for the first time. This experience fuels her determination to become a role model who will help eliminate the need for gender-specific categories. Octav finds mathematical meaning in everyday moments. After solving a complex combinatorics problem at his parents' countryside home, a run through the cornfield transforms into a giant matrix with thousands of combinations. Mathematics becomes, for him, a 3D live map where staggering arrays of ideas connect. Sadie's ACL injury transforms her relationship with running. Once proudly declaring, "I'm a runner," her recovery period shifts her focus from achievement to relationships. Upon returning to cross-country, her perspective evolves. "I no longer run to fulfill expectations. I run to show my teammates that I love running as much I love them." Charles's essay depicts helping a young camper named James who was teased for having four toes. When James breaks down during soccer, Charles comforts him, teaching him that physical differences don't define worth. By camp's end, James is thriving and calls Charles his bestest friend in the whole wide world. Rory writes about a house fire through the symbol of a melted clock frozen at 11:53, representing how time seemed to pause, yet life continued. Through type prose, he reveals how losing possessions led to deeper appreciation for life's essentials. Leslie's Nerves of Steel details his physical reactions to public speaking, from urgent bladder to trembling legs. Though confident with peers as student body president, speaking to adults terrifies him. He uses humor to show how these challenges drove his growth as a speaker. Kevin contemplates his varied interests during a train ride, wondering if excellence requires singular focus. He likens himself to paint suffused across a broad surface, elegantly capturing the tension between diverse pursuits and mastery while resolving to see where it dries thickest. What makes these essays work is authenticity, not trying to be what the writer thinks Harvard wants, but presenting who they truly are. Some are elegant with sophisticated vocabulary, others conversational. Some tackle profound challenges, while others examine ordinary moments that reveal deeper truths about determination and values. Your story matters because it's yours. Focus on the specific details that make your experience unique, the conversations, realizations, or personal rituals that shaped you. Consider your distinct perspective, whether through your cultural background, problem-solving approach, or learning style. The most successful essays let genuine personalities guide their writing, creating honest and memorable narratives. Your authentic voice, with its natural rhythm, vocabulary, and viewpoint, is the most compelling one you can offer. In an era of curated social media personas, the courage to be genuinely yourself becomes your greatest strength.